Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 449. We're going to start a wonderful book that I came across, highly, highly recommended. Again, we have studied various different wonderful books. Each one gives a perspective, a clarity. There is some overlap, of course, because with the Yesidus are similar in some cases where you basically review, because the truth is the idea is just to practice these concepts. But this is a phenomenal book. It's called Pure Oneness by Rabbi Aaron Cohen. And it's also in Yiddish called Ma Tovu Oy Halecha. B'li Neder, if you remind me, at the time this share is posted, I will send the references of how to purchase these books. But they're really, truly tremendous, tremendous books. And we're going to start going through these concepts. They're very fundamental. This could truly transform marriages. And like I said, this is one of those books similar to the Ben-Tzvi and Schaefer book, where it should be like a textbook before marriage that everyone should learn. It would enhance marriages so much and would save so much agmas nefesh. So he starts off by explaining how Torah is our guide. You see, Torah is derecha darchei noyam, is beautiful and pleasant. When it's not pleasant to us, it's because we're not adapting to what Torah really is. We think it's Torah, but it's not. The true Torah is darchei noyam, ways of pleasantness. It brings simcha to the heart. It brings joy. It brings peace of mind. It brings clarity. So in Shacharis we say every day, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebra'anu L'chvaydai. Blessed is Hashem who created us for His glory. V'hivdilanu min ha'tayim, and set us apart from those who go astray. V'nasan lanu Torah emes, gave us the Torah of truth. V'chaye oylam nata b'secheinu, and He implanted in us eternal life. Which means that Torah is not just instruction book, but it's the style and quality of life that is should be deeply embedded in our souls. The chaye oylam nata b'secheinu, the everlasting life within us. That's what the Torah gives us. It gives us mitzvahs to do, and it shows us how to live even when we're not performing mitzvahs. First of all, chayves halvavos, the whole sefer is miyusid on how a yid is supposed to think. And the Pasuk in Mishlei Paragimel, Pasuk Vav, says, Bechol Dorachecha Do'ehu. Bechol Dorachecha Do'ehu. Know Him in all your ways. V'hu Yiyasha Erchaisecha, and He'll straighten your path. And the Erechayim, Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, brings this Lahalacha. This is a Halacha. Bechol Dorachecha Do'ehu. Know Him in all your ways. Even material acts, if you do it because it's the will of Hashem, it makes every single minute of your life meaningful and defined and guided by the Torah that's Darkei Noyam. So ultimately, fulfilling Hashem's will is the top priority of our lives, the main focus at every step of our lives. People who often have issues with frumkeit, with Torah, it's because the Torah was misused or misunderstood. It's similar to Shabbos. If someone in childhood years, teenage years, in their family life had a negative experiences on Shabbos, they're going to view Shabbos in a negative way. But in truth, intrinsically, Shabbos is beautiful. And you go to places where they treat Shabbos that way, with a warmth, with a love, with an excitement, with an acceptance, then your whole view of Shabbos changes. The same thing with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Torah. People have this authority figure as that concept of what Hashem is, and if they had a negative authority figure in their life, then going to look at Hashem not in the way Hashem really is. But once you have the true understanding of how Torah is beautiful, and Shabbos is beautiful, and Hashem is atoiv v'hameitiv, always wants to bestow good, then to fulfill Hashem's will, becoming a top priority, gets easier. But the idea is no matter how big the subject is, no matter how small the subject is, we follow this path in our daily lives and certainly in our marriage. Our marriage is the most important situation in our daily lives. So the way to do it is to look through the Torah lens. Even in the shiurim where we go through secular subjects of marriage, for example, the John Gottman books, it's all based on Torah. You go into it, you'll see that all of it is Torah and Torah based. And Bezes Hashem, we're going to, at one point, go through how the 12 steps have Torah concepts within each one. And we're going to talk about how personality types, especially the Enneagram, is also Torah based. But the idea is that everything is in Torah. Everything's in Torah. Ovis Parakeh says, Ben Bagbag Oima Hafeichba, Hafeichba, the Kulaba, everything is in Torah. And we can't mislead ourselves. Even if you saw it in a secular book, something that's a diamond, a gem, a wonderful concept, and it's working and it's true, the source of it is in Torah. There's no question about it. And we have Torah Shebiksav and we have Torah Shebal Peh of how a marriage is to look. And again, to keep stressing that point in Mishlei Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin, Derecheha Darchei Noyam V'chol Nisivay Secha Shalom. Her ways are ways of pleasantness and her path is peace. The Torah's way is pleasant. It's peaceful. It's the best blueprint of Hashem. He created us all and set us out to live by this. He set us to live by the Torah. And he brings down from a Sefer Pri Tayelas. I'm not sure who the Mechaber is, but he says, you find, if you look back in the history of Jewish history, even though we have stories of Shalom Bayis problems, and these days, unfortunately, it deteriorated because of many reasons, and we have to work through it. But ultimately, over the history of the thousands of years, it's been studied and seen how the love of a husband and wife was very strong in the Jewish communities. They were always honored. The women were always honored. In many cultures, for many periods of time, wives were like slaves, maidservants, or even like donkeys, meaning they were like chattel, they were like possessions. They were to be used by the man, quote-unquote husband, for whatever they choose to use them for. In the Jewish world, and certainly in the Torah Hashkafa world, that was never, ever the case. Baruch Hashem. And as we see, there's many, many aspects where the wife is superior in her soul over the male, as we will and have demonstrated through the course of these shiurim. But the idea is, the Hashkafa is Hashkafa Satira. It needs to become from Taira. And yes, we in our shiurim do mention secular sources, but always try to trace it back to where it is in the Taira. But everything's in the Taira. What's married life? Married life, there's no question, is the greatest change in a person's life. The transition from a single person who cared more or less for themselves, they were centered around themselves, and now we have a commitment to a companion, to someone with us 24 hours a day. It's a new stage of life. Most of us, obviously, we're not familiar with it. Future is not certain. There's many doubts in the air. What's going to be? And it's a big event in life. Parents do everything they can to invest in their children to make sure that they're prepared for this in the best way possible. Ideally, parents should give their children accurate information, useful information on how to build a future for the rest of their lives. But as he says in this introduction of this book, Reb Aaron Cohen, and I've seen it, unfortunately, clearly, that many, many people do not even have the most basic knowledge of the very foundation of what marriage is about. This has become absolutely clear to everyone, Rabbanim, therapists, mentors, anyone who has counseled couples and had these couples prepared properly, their marriages would have been much stronger and many issues and problems presented would have been prevented. And we have the ability to do that now with education, with skills. For those who are already married, even a long time, turn it around. It's doable. It's doable. And it brings a relief and a refuah to marriages. Highly encouraged to work through it. That's why these shiurim are so important. It's not just a matter of who says it or doesn't say it. It's the toichen of it that actually the skills and the hashkafas of it bring out refuah and a healing for oneself, for one's marriage. And it's kedai to really explore it and work through it and internalize it. And truth be told, like we said so many times, a lot of these books, again, the physical aspects, you could wait till they're very close to getting married, chasen, kala, so on. But a lot of aspects of marriage, 90% of the aspects of marriage, could be taught already early on. And especially from ninth grade on, all the way through the Beis Medrash years, high school years, seminary years, to inculcate these concepts. Now, most problems in marriage do not stem from serious issues. Most people that come are kind people, caring people, good people, don't necessarily have real physical issues or emotional issues, but they lack the knowledge of what the goal of marriage is. They didn't know what to focus on, but they're capable of that. And that's the most frustrating part. Once you understand what they and their spouses have to focus on together, most of these other issues move away, and the marriage is in a different path altogether now. It's not a magic formula. There's no magic powers here. It's one's own effort based on the skills and the knowledge that the Torah gives us in order to do this. Now, we have from Rapam Zecher Tzadik Levracha that he felt, and he talked about it so many times, that a big key in marriage and where he saw it deteriorate were from small things based on words and based on the way you talk to each other. He felt that this was a yesod and mekar. If you go back after it snowballed, it's hard to detect because now there's big issues, this, that, the other thing. But if you trace it back, it's because they didn't learn how to teach to talk to each other with respect, with derech eretz, with love, with recognizing their tzelem elokim, their nishmas yisrael, and even when something needs to be talked about that is not comfortable, how to go about doing that. Rapam basically emphasized a lot in marriage on speech, on the way you talk to one another. And yet, you have on the, it's not a stira because you see it too. Some say it was Rav Avigdor Miller that said this privately. I heard from someone b'shem his Rosh Hashiva that said that Rav Henkin said this because he was a Pesach in New York. He was Nifter in the early 70s. He dealt with a lot of Gitin in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And he said that a big nekuda of why these divorces happened and they could have been prevented was because the concepts of Aina, of Tashmish, of the physical sexual intimacy was not the way it's supposed to be. And he meant both ways, sometimes misused one way, but often misused by neglect on the other way. So, and they're not a steer for each other. We explained in different shiurim, they're emphasizing two points of the same, because both the mouth, the way you talk, and the yesod, the sexual functions, they're both connected to the midah of yesod. They're both connected to shefa of giving, and then the keli, which is malchus, which is receiving, and therefore they're both very, very key in marriage. But again, those are two main points of it. but all through all aspects of marriage. It's a skill, it's learnable, it's doable, and it's highly encouraged to be worked on. And we're going to go through this. It's mamash, a beautiful, beautiful book. And we're going to go through this. It's kedai to read it, purchase it. We can learn it together. Go through the concepts of it. And be'ezus Hashem, we'll see brachos and yeshuas and refuas as we work on it. Ideally, if a husband and wife could do this together, that would be beautiful. If you haven't yet joined, it's encouraged to join the Panimi groups where we go through various exercises and concepts over there as well. If both husband and wife could do it, that's wonderful. Even if one, it's also wonderful. And Bez Hashem will be Mamshech in the upcoming Shiurim on this wonderful book and work on ways to go about teaching this somehow to our youth, so that when they get to marriageable age and they're ready to get married, they're prepared, so that we could save Klal Yisrael from the Agmas Nefesh and the turmoil that comes through families and marriages breaking apart. And we need to strengthen marriage in Klal Yisrael. Bracha and Hatzlacha.